Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgating, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, talk about spotlight on the positive. Who's doing good things in the community? How about Stephen Pierce of the Red Sox, 3 home runs tonight? That's good for the Boston community, isn't it? My goodness. They're playing. We're on a football show here, and they're playing a football game there. It's 14-6 now. But seriously, I'm going to put a spotlight tonight, Chris, on Raiders coach John Gruden. You know, we know how intense this guy is, Chris, from his old coaching days in Tampa to his work on the television side. And you just got to love his energy level. And what he did right at the beginning of training camp, he pretty much partnered with Dick's Sporting Goods. And he got a bunch of kids together in San Leandro, California, and pretty much he knew that these were schools, Chris, that were pretty much underfunded with their equipment and all that, and it's pretty much ages 5 to 14, and he actually took time in the middle of all his work with the Raiders and went to speak with all these kids, and he actually gave them a little bit of a coaching clinic. Led them in some drills, and he, again, partnering with Dick's Sporting Goods, they made some huge donations. I mean, he put some of his own money in, which was matched, Chris. So a lot of this money went to a bunch of different schools. Those two of the high school programs that were he was dealing with were functioning, get this, Chris, their JV and varsity programs were functioning on $450 a year. Wow. In money as far as for their equipment. And he was able to give both of them $15,000. So you could imagine, and there's video of this, of the coaches of those teams saying what a difference that is. They're actually going to be paying off some of the bills that they paid, that they hadn't paid, for the equipment that they went in the hole for buying. So this is, it's an incredible story, but he's been involved with this Sports Matters program. That's what it's called, Sports Matter, with Dick's Sporting Goods. He's been involved since 2014, but he's very, very adamant about these getting kids off the streets into sports and funding these programs that just don't have the money. So you know what kind of guy he is, Chris. He's driven. He's already said that he would give up a ton of his salary if he doesn't get the Raiders where they should be, and that's the Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is a guy who walks the walk. You got to love his energy level and what he's doing for the kids out in California. So we're going to salute the other coach tonight, John Gruden.
Yeah, no, Bob, fantastic story. That's awesome. Good for him and good for the kids that that he is helping. So that's an outstanding story. Tonight I'm going to put my spotlight, Bob, on Dolphins Hall of Fame linebacker Jason Taylor and his foundation. Started it back in 2004 to help facilitate growth and development of local kids by focusing on improved health care, education, and their quality of life. So far, he's raised nearly $6 million, and some of that money has gone to help 50 middle school students be awarded college scholarships already from the foundation's Take Stock in Children program. Every September, 60 deserving kids are each given $300 for back-to-school shopping to take that to Old Navy. 75 middle school and high school students are awarded participation in the Jason Taylor Reading Room, which is a tutor program designed to help address academic challenges for some of the inner-city school kids. He also helps fund the Louder Than a Bomb Florida program, which brings school-based poetry teams together to showcase the art of poetry through a friendly kind of competition that they put together. So kudos to Jason Taylor for the great work that he continues to do for kids in South Florida in a variety of different ways, and for the amount of money and the attention that he continues to give to his foundation, Bob. I just thought it was great stuff, particularly around the education piece.
That's incredible, Chris. Again, a Hall of Famer in so many different ways. And, you know, so many guys could, you know, once they're out of the game, they could easily pack it in and spend their money and go different ways. But it's guys like him that are on a mission. That's why we do this segment. And I can't think of a better guy to honor.
Yeah, no, fantastic stuff from both John Gruden and Jason Taylor tonight. So kudos to both guys. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of TNT. We want to send our thanks out again to Coach Willie Simmons, Tony Collins, Ricky Foggy, Billy Sample, and Coach Matthew Lawrence as well for joining us tonight, Bob. And always great spending my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
You as well, Chris. That was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs with some great friends. And again, we can't wait to speak with all of them again. All terrific guys and great athletes. Can't get better than that.
Yeah, no, a lot of fun tonight. So thanks to all of those guys. Next week, scheduled to join us are former Dolphins running back Ronnie Brown. It'd be great to have Ronnie back on the show. And former Lions Pro Bowl wide receiver Herman Moore. Always enjoy getting to spend some time with Herman. As we talked to Billy Sample tonight, and one of the guys that you mentioned to Billy, Bob, is Al Oliver. So we're going to have Al back great. On the show. He's certainly one of my heroes growing up. Be great to catch back up with Al. And another great friend, former University of Georgia and Denver Broncos running back Orlandis Gary will be with us, as will, of course, Tony Collins, who joins us every week. So looking forward to another great show next week. We hope you'll come back and join us and be a part of the show as well. Want to remind everybody, how can you follow us on social media? Well, first, over on Facebook, we got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Go over there, check us out, give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. You'll be able to see on there who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we've got links to stream the show over on Podbean as a podcast. And you can download the Podbean app or listen to us online at Podbean.com. Take us everywhere you go on their app. So big thanks to them for featuring us right there in their football fan section. And we appreciate their support of both this show and our golf show next on the tee as well. So if you enjoy listening to podcasts, just sort of in general, across all genres, not just sports, download the Podbean app and check out both of our shows. And you'll find a lot of great shows that you'll enjoy right there on their app as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Sounds like a great lineup next week. I look forward to it, Chris. And we want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, thanks to everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the end, it's you and me as we ride in.